But at the moment I have Sergeant Peter Woods from the Traffic Division, and we're going to be talking about Operation Enable. Good afternoon. How are you, Peter?
Noel, how are you? Thanks for having me.
Okay, now I have to say I've seen this happening quite a lot more in supermarkets. I don't be in town much, so is it quite prevalent in town that motorists do this sort of thing, driving into disabled parking?
Unfortunately, yes, it is becoming an issue. As anybody who drives in the city centre will know, traffic volumes have increased significantly over the last couple of years. And when you combine that with all the ongoing construction, the Lewis Cross City Works, etc., that means traffic on street, or on street parking rather, is really at a premium at the moment. And unfortunately, a consequence of that has been an increase in the numbers of people prepared to park illegally in disabled spots. And also, more worryingly, an increase in people misusing and abusing the permits.
Okay, in what way do they misuse? We get to that part of it first. People who have the permits, what way do you abuse them?
Again, unfortunately, the biggest offenders seem to be family members. We did an operation last week, as you know, Operation Enable, targeting the unauthorised use of permits in the city centre. And we seized 11 permits as a result of that operation. And worryingly, most of them were being used by family members. We'll say an elderly relative might be the permit holder, and a younger member of the family was using the permit to go in and park in town all day while they worked, that kind of thing.
Oh yeah, I see what you mean. Yeah, I was just in my head just thinking that sometimes maybe the designated driver, but what's happening in a sense, I mean, that's really taking the mick when they go in and stay and use it all day. But sometimes if the person who owns the, they're not bringing them out with them and they're going out on their own, they just leave it in the window and just park anywhere they want. Is that type of thing happening as well?
Yeah. There are a number of conditions attached to the permit. A disabled permit goes with the person rather than the vehicle.
Okay.
So the permit holder can travel in any vehicle and they can display the permit on the vehicle that they're travelling in. But what we're seeing and what we saw last week in the operation is people, for example, we took permits off people who had children with disabilities, and they were dropping their children off in schools in the suburbs and then travelling into town and using the disabled permit to park all day in the city centre while they work.
Okay.
And that kind of thing is just not acceptable. You know what? It's an offence under the Road Traffic Act, and it is an abuse of the permit.
Okay.
And it's disappointing that family members, who should be most aware of the needs of disabled motorists and their accessibility requirements for parking, they seem to be the worst offenders, unfortunately.
Okay. And who are the people that police this type of thing, if you pardon the pun? Is it yourselves plus the traffic wardens, or is it wider?
Well, Operation Enable was very much a multi-agency initiative. We worked very closely with our colleagues in Dublin City Council, Dublin Street Parking Services, and the two associations who are responsible for issuing the disabled permits, the Irish Wheelchair Association and the Disabled Drivers Association of Ireland. So we work very closely with them. Dublin Street Parking Services were instrumental in helping us to identify areas in the city where a lot of disabled permits were being used in ordinary parking spaces. Some of those were areas that which wouldn't necessarily be accessible to people with mobility issues, and when you see things like that happening, that always raises a red flag in terms of misuse.
Okay.
So we identified a couple of areas like that, and for the operation last week we had members in plain clothes from 7 o'clock in the morning waiting on the street for people to arrive for work, put the blue badge on the dash, and then we spoke to them. And in that way, we found out that many of the permits were being misused.
Okay. What sort of sanction? Are they strong enough? You know, the sanctions that are there, they seem quite small from some of the things I was reading about the fines. They seem quite small.
Well, the fines for illegal parking in disabled bays are quite standard. It's an €80 fine. It's actually double a normal parking fine. Normal parking fine is €40 for, say, if you park on double yellow lines. For disabled bay, it's €80. There are no penalty points, it's just an €80 fine. That's for an ordinary parking offence. But when you move away from just regular parking offences and into the realms of fraud, you know, you're talking much more serious penalties. Fraudulent use of a card, for an example, that's an offence under the Road Traffic Act, but the maximum penalty for that is €3,000.
Wow.
And or 6 months imprisonment, so it's quite substantial.
Okay, well, if someone misuses the parking space, if I go out tomorrow and park somewhere, I mean, especially in town with the price of parking, €80 is not that substantial of a deterrent, unless I'm caught quite often. And that's why I was asking, do you think the sanctions could be stronger for that type of offence?
It's possible. You know, we can only work with the law we have, but €80 is still quite a significant fine. I mean, if you're doing it on a regular basis, the fines will add up.
I can see the people ringing up and saying, tell me to mind my own business at the moment. Okay, anything else? No, as you said, you're working, it's a multi-agency operation, this. I know it's sort of concentrated at one particular time, but is this going to be the ongoing mantra of everything that happens in people parking and stuff like that? Well, what would you like help from the public, for instance?
Well, excuse me, certainly since we did this operation last week and with the media attention that it got, it seems to have struck a chord with people, because I've actually received quite a number of emails and a few letters came to Dublin Castle, where I'm stationed, anonymously for my attention, giving information about people who were supposedly misusing permits. And I had somebody write to me saying that their neighbour was using a dead relative's permit for the last 3 years after the family member had deceased. So it's encouraging to see people taking an interest in it and people, you know, buying into it and passing on the information to us. And that's certainly something we'll act on. Mm-hmm. I've also had inquiries from other Garda regions who are anxious to replicate the operation we did. So it certainly will be an ongoing initiative.
Well, as I said at the outset, when I was talking to you, Peter, I said that I noticed it a bit, in especially in supermarkets, and don't go to town that much. Is it spread out? I know the same rules apply across it, but with the concentration of catching people who are abusing these spaces, will it go out into the suburbs as well?
Absolutely. We are confined, however, to on-street disabled bays. A lot of people write into us with complaints about people misusing disabled bays in shopping centre car parks. We don't have any enforcement remit within a shopping centre car park. We can only police disabled bays that are designated as such by the local authority.
Okay.
We can prosecute for offences under the Road Traffic and Parking Regulations, but it must be designated as a disabled bay by local authorities. A lot of the disabled bays in shopping centre car parks are provided by the management of the car parks as a courtesy for their customers. So we wouldn't have any enforcement capabilities in those.
Oh, I see. That sort of distinguishes quite a few things. Anything else, Peter, as regards to this operation?
As you asked earlier, we certainly will be keen to keep it going and replicate it on a regular basis in the Dublin city centre and hopefully in other areas of the country as well.
Mm-hmm. And is there enough of them, bays or that sort of thing? I know, as you said yourself, the city's in a bit of state of chassis at chaos at the moment with all the building and the Lewis and all that. But ordinarily, do you think there's enough spaces? I mean, I know that's not the problem. It's people parking in the space.
I think if people respected the ones we have and didn't misuse the permits and people didn't park illegally in the ones we have, it would probably be enough for our current needs.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Peter, thank you very much for coming in to talk to us. Anything else, advice you want to give out there to our listeners?
No, drive safely.
Okay, thank you very much, especially over the holiday, I suppose.
Absolutely.
Okay, thanks very much.
Thanks,
and that's Sergeant Peter Woods there from the Traffic Division.